From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A driver killed 84 people, injured more than 100 others when he steered his speeding truck into a crowd in Nice, France, late Thursday. At a celebration of Bastille Day, 10 children are believed to be among those killed. French President François Hollande says the attack has all the elements of a terrorist involvement. Mr. Hollande speaks here through an interpreter.
This is of an act of which a terrorist attack cannot be ignored, and this is of absolute horror. And it is clear that we have to do everything to ensure that we can fight against the scourge of terrorism.
Hollande said France's state of emergency, set to end later this month, will be extended, that is, another 3 months, and an extra 10,000 military personnel will boost the ranks of security forces across the country. He said France will strengthen its roles in Syria and Iraq as well. Leaders worldwide reacted, including President Obama, who condemned the attack in Nice and said he has directed U.S. officials to offer all assistance possible to French authorities. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is visiting Moscow in an effort to secure Russian cooperation in anti-terror operations in Syria. Since Russia's military intervention in Syria last September, Washington has already repeated many times that it accuses the Kremlin of using its air power to prop up the government of President Bashar al-Assad rather than Russia's stated goal of targeting terrorists. This is VOA News. U.S. military officials say an Islamic State commander who has survived many U.S. airstrikes has been targeted yet again by such attacks. Abu Omar al-Shashani, also known as Omar the Chechen, has been reported killed. The Avak News Agency, an Islamic State-linked organization, said Shashani was killed in the town of Shirkuk, where trying to halt the military campaign against the self-declared caliphate's Iraqi capital of Mosul. IS had previously this week denied claims Shashani had been killed. United Nations officials accused the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad of denying medical aid to hundreds of thousands of civilians trapped in besieged areas. Officials say people are dying for a lack of medicines and treatment. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
A special advisor on Syria, Jan Egelin, says progress, although not enough, is being made in providing food and other relief to hundreds of thousands of Syrians in besieged areas. Egelin, however, says the United Nations and partner aid agencies have failed to provide medical care to all Syrian civilians in need in the war-torn country. He says too many people are malnourished and even starving because of lack of food. However, he notes the biggest killer is lack of medical services. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Cambodian political analyst and activist Kim Lay's funeral is set for Sunday. Lay, a widely revered public figure, was assassinated while drinking his morning coffee at a petrol station in the capital last Sunday, sparking a mass outpouring of sorrow as well as frustration and fury across Cambodia. A 38-year-old man was charged this week with murder in connection with the killing. Angry Lay supporters say responsibility for his death reaches into the ruling party apparatus, and a huge attendance at Sunday's rally could spark tensions as